For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Really excited to be joined by our next guest. He is a comedy legend. You can catch him for 5 shows this weekend at the Funny Bone up north. He is in the 3rd season of Bel Air. You can catch that on Peacock. I know you got Peacock. You just watched the Olympics. He also has a new comedy special on Amazon Prime. We are very happy to welcome onto the show Marlon Wayans on the show today. Marlon, man, happy to have you join us today.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Excited to talk to you. My sister, her favorite movie is White Chicks. She is 22 years old. You guys recently just celebrated, what was it, 25 years. Are you surprised? I mean, maybe not surprised, but like that movie has really just transcended generations, that even, you know, people who weren't alive when that movie came out still really love it.
Well, we never try to make a movie. We always try to make a classic. And sometimes people didn't get the movies, but we always put in a lot of effort to try and make people laugh. And yes, they're silly, but is it comedy supposed to be? So this one, we knew it was special when we was doing it. And afterwards, crazy how not just here in America, but man, I go to Brazil and other countries and they lose their mind for White Chicks.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, she loves it. She watches that movie at least once a month. She just has such a strong connection to that. Whenever people recognize you, what do they recognize you from the most? Because you've dominated television, you've been in multiple hit movies, you do stand-up. What is the thing that you get recognized for the most?
I don't know. I think I get recognized for doing it all. You know, everybody's impressed that I could hit the high notes and the low notes, and I could do the drama and the comedy and the characters and, you know, the stand-up. And I'm just trying to be the best artist I could be. And it's good that the audience embraces me in all these different genres.
Where do you think that versatility comes from? Because, you know, you're in a movie like Above the Rim, completely different than a movie like Scary Movie, just two completely different sides of the brain. Where do you think that versatility in your career comes from?
Multiple personalities all focused into an art. I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy.
Right now we're joined by Marlon Wayans.
You know, honestly, I think it's I study drama, but I always love comedy. And now I'm doing stand-up, and so everything's just kind of coming together.
Right now, we're joined by Marlon Wayans here for a couple more minutes. He has 5 shows this weekend up at the Funny Bone. Really happy we get a chance to catch up with him. Talk to us about that a little bit more. We mentioned kind of the different aspects of your career. You've done the movies. You've done the television. You got a comedy special right now on Amazon Prime. How different is your preparation? How different is your mindset going into each of those things?
It's all about the same thing. Preparation, preparation, preparation. Show up and have fun. Everything is about preparation. If you're prepared, then you can't really fail that badly. You're always going to be successful if you prepare. Preparing is practice. You know, like before I get to the theaters, I'm doing this club run. I'll be at the Kansas City Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And I'm just perfecting the set and finding new things and getting ready to make it as great as I can before I do a special. And then I'll do a special, and then I clean the slate, and I do it again. I keep dropping specials because I'm trying to be, you know, prolific in this thing called stand-up.
So we're a sports show, Marlon. I got to ask you a couple of sports questions. Are you a big sports fan? I've never really heard if you're a big football.
You're gonna get me in some fights.
I've never heard if you're a football or a basketball fan before. I just want to know how into sports are you?
I love football. I used to love basketball. I'm starting to like the WNBA better. These boys ain't playing no damn defense. Everybody's friends. I don't want to see sports and everybody be friends. I like when Jordan and the Knicks used to fight, and they would throw him on the floor. and he would still dunk on them. I thought that was good competitive sports. Now everybody don't want to get hurt. I'm glad they're making their money, but I miss the effort, and I don't like the camaraderie as much as I like the competition. And I feel like in the WNBA right now, they're hungry. These girls is hungry. They fly in coach. They, you know, eating box lunch. And these girls is playing. They need to get paid more money.
Marlon, the thing that I've noticed is I've just watched more WNBA over the course of the last couple of years. I think that the women understand, like, their role in trying to, like, move the sport forward and how, you know, you want to make it better for the next generation. My biggest problem with NBA players is they just act too cool to try sometimes. It just is – it's a major turnoff.
I feel like they peaked and these girls got something to prove. I feel like the women are playing tougher than the men.
Marlon, I asked people this question earlier. We had an all-star pitcher on the show, so you're a great person to ask this to. All right, let's say that right now you quit doing comedy and you decide that you want to be in the next Olympics. Give me the sport that you think, if I gave you 4 years of world-class training, world-class preparation, you could be an Olympic athlete in this thing in 4 years.
Breakdancing.
You know what?
I don't whoop all that. All that ass bring this.
You know what, Marlon?
I definitely beat the girl from Australia. I would beat her, bad boy.
I was just thinking that same thing. You know, I watched that too, and I was thinking it was going to be like some New York Ave on the corner breakdance, and I'm sitting there watching it like, I could have done this. Why didn't they ask me to do breakdancing?
It looked like she was synchronized swimming out of water.
And that is Marlon Wayans joining us on the show today. If you guys want to catch up with him, he is going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend. Marlon, really quickly, for people that are going up there to the Funny Bone, what can they expect from one of your stand-up performances?
Man, you're gonna laugh. You're going to have a great time. And you're going to feel good. You know, I think that my stand-up is evolving. It's a lot of great stories, a lot of great truth. And it's really funny and crazy. Come check me out, the KC Funny Bone, tonight, tomorrow, and two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows on Sunday. Pull up. Check out Good Grief on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely. That is Marlon Wayans joining us on the show today. Also catch him on Bel-Air. You can catch that on Peacock. He also has a special write-up on Amazon Prime. Marlon, man, thanks a lot for hopping on today, man.
Thank you, brother. Peace, man.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.